In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. We don't need a degree in agriculture to know that where there is no seed, there is no life. With this simple illustration, Jesus teaches us a very important lesson. Without the seed of God's word, there is no life, no spiritual life, a life that trusts Jesus as Redeemer and Savior. We know what Scripture says about the power of God's word. We understand that through the seed of God's word, we as sinful people are actually brought into a right relationship with our holy God. The Bible tells us that by nature we are corrupt and sinful, and we oppose and reject the grace of God. We might compare our hearts to a slab of concrete, just as hard as rock. By nature, we simply don't have the ability to accept the seed of the word any more than a seed of grain can penetrate concrete and spring to life. By nature, all of us know that we are hopelessly lost and we're hopelessly condemned to hell. Through the law, we see our sin and our inabilities to save ourselves. By nature, we are all inclined to do and say what is evil. We are totally corrupt, and that corruption shows itself in the way we speak and think and live. Thank Almighty God that through His infinite love, He stepped into our lives with His Word, the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. By God's grace and through the power of the seed of the Word, He broke the hardness of our hearts, overcame our opposition, and planted the seed and brought us to faith in our baptisms. The gospel, with all its sweetness and comfort, shows us our Savior from sin and the promises that we have of eternal life in heaven. No wonder Jesus conducted a ministry that focused on the preaching of God's word. No wonder He taught in simple parables and did what He could to make the word understandable. Jesus knew that spiritual life does not sprout from some sort of religious experience, but only from the seed of God's word. We are members of a church body and a seminary community that stresses the preaching of the word. Christ's kingdom grows because of His word. It is this word, both law and gospel, that God plants in our human hearts. In His word, God assures us that Jesus lived and died for each and every one of us, freeing us forever from sin and from the punishment of sin and hell. Out of a love for us that we could never ever deserve, He came into our lives to make us heirs of the eternal treasures in Christ Jesus. Through the power of God's word, our faith becomes stronger and stronger. Through the word, our grip on Christ tightens. God doesn't want us, His children, to remain spiritual babies throughout our lives, but through the seed of God's word, He wants us to grow, as Peter said, in the grace and knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Fruits result when the seed of God's word is sown. As Jesus said in our text, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. The word, by God's power, grows and grows and produces fruit. It doesn't happen overnight, but little by little, fruits appear in our Christian walk. And what are those fruits? St. Paul said that by the seed of God's word, we are brought to faith in Jesus, and by that same word, we grow in faith. And we begin to display certain characteristics, certain fruits, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And as we grow, those characteristics become more and more evident in our lives, in the kindly way we speak and act, in the loving way we deal with fellow Christians as well as unbelievers, In the God-pleasing way we live as spouses, our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Will our love be imperfect and the fruits of our faith sometimes very difficult to see? Certainly. That's when we turn again to the Word of God, to the message of peace with God and the full and free forgiveness in Christ Jesus. For in the Word, we have the power, the forgiveness to put our imperfect past behind us and to commit ourselves every day to glorify our Almighty God and love each other. We have all been given the privilege and the responsibility to share the seed of God's Word, to sow that seed. That's our great mission in life. And we must remember that it is not our sowing that produces life. Jesus told us, though, go into all the world and preach the good news of Jesus to all creation. What a privilege it is to share on a daily basis the good news of Jesus with those we come in contact with. When the farmer plants his seed in the spring of the year, he does so with the hope and expectation that there will be a harvest. In fact, everything that the farmer does in the growing season, the tilling of the soil, the fertilizing, he does all that with one thought in mind, the harvest. The harvest is mentioned in our text because it is with the harvest in mind that God caused the seed of His Word to be sown in our hearts. When God determines that it's time to do so, the Lord will harvest from this earth, either by death or by His final coming, all who have called Him Lord and Savior. The Bible says at that time, our Lord will take us to heaven to join the great multitude that no one can count of every nation, tribe, people, and language. Together with them, we will sing to Jesus' glory, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Through grace and by the seed of God's Word, He has made us His own dear children in baptism and has promised us a heavenly home of indescribable beauty. It is a home where sin and all of its terrible consequences will be a thing of the past. There won't be any sickness or sorrow. There won't be any strife or quarreling. There won't be any troubles or heartache. And there won't be any more death. When we get to heaven, we will finally come to a full and a clear understanding of everything that Almighty God has done for us. When we fully comprehend for the first time the abundance of God's undeserved love for us and the depth of His goodness for us. And when we see with our own eyes the eternal home that He has prepared for us, and we will thank Him and we will praise Him forevermore. Through grace and by the seed of God's Word, God has made us His children and promised us a heavenly home. Eternal life is ours through Jesus Christ and the seed of God's Word. The seed of God's Word has caused eternal life to be something that we look forward to each day that we live. Full, free, abundant, eternal life. A life of endless joy in Jesus' presence. Amen.